is a addition on line 43, so it would read, lines 42 and 43 would read, the money shall be used for the development and implementation of drug abuse prevention activities and adolescent treatment.
Are there objections to that amendment?
Hearing none, so ordered.
Okay, let's...
Chair, may I ask John a question? Can you mention that the Model Act, where we get into this list of things here from line 23 down to 29, did you say that the Model Act was not shall?
I believe the Model Act says... In determining whether an object is drug paraphernalia, a court or other authority should consider, in addition to all logically relevant factors, the following, and then it makes a whole list of things. These are just a number of the things.
And I would want to ask you then, and ask the committee as well, does that alleviate any, having the shall instead of should raise anything, constitutional problems, or do you think it matters, or?
I think if you want to be consistent with the Model Act, instead of saying shall, you should say should. That's from the Model Act. I don't know if there's a difference between should and shall, but...
There is a big difference. Can we, Madam Chair, then I would move to substitute the word should then for shall on line 21, page 2 of the bill.
Senator Hill has moved the substitution on line 21 of the word should for the existing word in the printed bill of shall on line 21. Are there objections to that? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I think we have something that we can...
Well, we're not ready yet.
We're not ready yet.
One more.
No, we've got... I really do want to have people discuss these amendments and have their... opportunity. The other question that we have was not to exceed $2,000 or more than to leave that as a minimum. I want to ask John and Corey, whether you think that's material to the bill, or whether we cross the Brown case in that event, and whether you think the mandatory $2,000 fine is going to get us into trouble, or if we just say not to exceed. That's the dash 3 amendments. I need to ask your question on that. I don't think it changes things so much, but if it changes the integrity of the bill, then I want to hear from you about that.
All right. Madam Chair, I would, speaking for Mrs. Creighton, this is an important part of the bill. It's something that, you know, these shops send out a message to our community. And they want to make sure that when courts, you know, take these things and there's a prevailing, somebody prevails in it, that there is a penalty to it. And these are organizations that are in business for profit, and based upon the definition. And if they want to make the profits, they're going to have. Our feeling is they should also pay the fine.
Okay, so you don't see any problem with throwing this into the criminal piece then?
I don't, but remember I said there were 5 factors. I think because it's a business, if this were an individual rather than a business, I think you'd have some problems, but I don't think you'll have the problems with a business.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Oh, Jack.
John, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's nothing in the terms of the bill itself that specifically limits its application to businesses.
No, but it's for... it's for people who sell or deliver. The vast majority of these cases that will be brought, because the proof is going to be, so, as I indicated yesterday, this is not going to be a low, an easy kind of case you can walk in with. You're going to have to make a good case, and it's. I'm just saying, in most every, I won't say in every instance, but 97% of the cases, you're talking about businesses.
Okay. Is anyone who wanted to care to move that amendment? Okay, let's move on then to the other one of Jack, which, well, let's take the discussion that Senator Shoemaker has with respect to person private right of action, and then we'll get to the question of whether we want to have prevent frivolous suits if we allow private right of action.
Should, well...
That's the -7 amendment, Senator Shoemaker.
Madam Chair, there are two other, if I've been keeping track correctly, there are two other proposed amendments that are probably less controversial than that one. One is the definitions, which I don't think we've actually adopted yet.
I thought with reinstating the listing, you took care of the vagueness question, so you didn't need to deal with the with the definitions.
I'm not sure we agreed on that. I wasn't comfortable with that. And I would like to hear from Corey. I think it's useful to have those definitions because they're absolutely crucial to the bill. And these have been carefully drawn from a Supreme Court case. Not only does it help the constitutionality, but I think it also helps in using the bill.
I don't have a problem with the definitions since I'm the one who suggested them, but excuse me, Senator Hill's going to chair for a moment.
Mr. Chair, Senator Shoemaker, on the vagueness issue, I personally don't believe that the what we've been calling the evidentiary language adds or subtracts to the vagueness. Obviously, there's a difference of opinion about that. On the vagueness issue, I think the key is the definitions, and the question really is whether the committee is satisfied with the legislative record that's been built over the past couple of days, or whether you'd feel more comfortable putting the definitions themselves into the bill, and marginally, I believe that including the definitions would help.
I would add to that, I think it also would help people who are using the bill, who are not going to have access to the legislative history without a fair amount of extra work. But if it's in the bill, then when they're deciding what to do with it, whether to enforce it, and what those words mean, they will have them right there. I think it's...
Madam Chair.
And that's also when the case is being made, also I think it will help in making the case. Senator Hill is the chair.
Well, this is just, this sounds good, but I mean, you've just taken language out of a Supreme Court case, you tacked it onto two definitions in the hopes that this is going to make this thing fly. No one else has ever done this in an act.
Mr. Chair, Senator.
The Supreme Court case that you're citing refers to designed for use and marketed for use, but does not, in the statute being interpreted by that court, include a definition. You've gone a step further here. And I think it changes the whole complexion of the act. I think it's a mistake. There's no reason to do it. Supreme Court upheld that one. It just included that language. It did not have definitions. I don't see any reason for us to be more restrictive than the case that was before the court.
Mr. Chair, Senator Grensky, that's obviously a policy decision for this committee. Ordinarily, when faced with a vagueness challenge, the procedure that a court goes through is to see whether the statute can be judicially construed and narrowed in a way that will save it. Therefore, in other words, the court has to write a definition in place of one that the legislature omitted that gave rise to the vagueness challenge. And that's what the Supreme Court did in the Flipside case. They wrote their own definition. The challenge in the first place can be avoided by the legislature writing the definition and saving the court that trouble and avoiding the question, which the courts tend to engage in, about whether, in fact, they can write a definition, which they will only do if the legislature has given them enough guidance. It, as I say, it's a policy question for the committee, but that's the reason that we've proposed it.
I understand that, Mr. Chair. I would resist it for the simple reason that the people that worked on this bill spent a tremendous amount of time dealing with it, and now we're seeking to insert at the last minute two major definitions, which could change, I think, the whole complexion of this act and how it would be enforced. And I appreciate the constitutional concerns, but I'm going to resist it, although I understand the reasoning behind it.
Mr. Chair, maybe Mr. Bradley could speak to his observations regarding this definition.
Well, I think the record is very clear, the legislative record anyway, as to what the definitions of the terms are. I think the terms are already clear. I think the... As I indicated yesterday in my written material, I think the definition I use, maybe the definition is a little bit different, if I can find it. It said that either the manufacturer designed the item to be used for illegal drug usage or the seller marketed it intending it to be used for illegal drug usage. Sometimes when you set definitions, you set up definitions that can sometimes be just as tough as if you don't set definitions. The law is sometimes a flexible thing, and sometimes when you think you're defining specific definitions from cases, sometimes you're too hard or you define them too tight and you don't realize at the time you're drafting them how tight you are in fact drafting them. Sometimes you're better off to leave it to the legislative history. And I appreciate what you say, Senator Shoemaker, is if you have them and somebody can look at them and see and try to analyze that way, but I think the legislative record is quite clear as to what the definitions are.
I'm not sure that the legislative history would support that these definitions are what we meant those words to mean. If we don't adopt them as amendments, I don't think we can say there's been a clear consensus on that within this committee.
Sure, Senator Hill.
I just want to, John L., we've deviated from the Model Act by substituting marketed for intended.
Yes.
Is that correct now?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what, having done that, does there need to be a definition for marketed for use?
I think it's been pretty clear.
Okay.
Okay. Pleasure
of the committee. Well, let me move the amendments.
Madam Chair, before you move them, could I maybe say something just real quick to what your concerns are? Speaking as someone who's defended criminal cases, this is rife with defense lawyers.
This is not
a
criminal case.
Defending it, whether it be a civil penalty or a criminal, this is now rife with all kinds of outs. Because every one of these things and these definitions is going to have to be proved, and if you can't prove it, you're not going to get there. And think, for example, on trying to prove commonly used. Think, for example, on marketed in a manner, displayed items in close proximity to other things.
I don't say anything commonly
all that
used.
Stuff, marketed for use and designed for use includes that kind of language. Any one of those things could get you out. It's one thing to have a legislative history in order to help this thing through. It's quite another to include it in the definition and make it some of the elements that will need to be proved in order to get your violation. And that's my concern with these definitions. Anytime you add these things, that's one more thing that you're going to have to prove to get there. I think you got the intent of the bill. As a practical matter, the enforceability is dramatically reduced by including those definitions. That's the only thing I'd like you to keep in mind on that.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Corey.
One additional comment, which is to say that Senator Grensky's comments have just started to make me nervous about the vagueness issue, because if a court looks at legislative history and has a legislative history that says, well, we don't really want to say what this bill means, it adds more fuel to the fire.
That's not what I'm saying. Let's clear up the record on that right
what,
now.
That's what I'm trying to encourage.
Up. I'm saying that I think, and I agree with Mr. Bradley on this, we have clarified for legislative history purposes, designed for use and marketed for use. What I don't want to do is restrict us to the specific language included in these amendments. There's a difference. One element would need to be proved at trial. The other would not.
Senator Shoemaker, you have moved the definitions. Further discussion, call the roll, please.
Pat. Senator Brennan?
No.
Rockman?
No.
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 Aye.
Aye. Motion fails. Okay. Now we have the issue of a private party and the discussion of frivolous lawsuits.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I would move the -7 amendments and add to them that the reference to persons in the line four of the dash nine amendments also be deleted.
What would we, I didn't catch that first part.
Move the dash seven amendments, then, which deletes the word person in line 31 of page two, thus restricting the actions under the bill to officials of the state of Oregon and other municipal employees and so forth. And also delete the reference to person in line four of the dash nine amendment, which has to do with seizures. I'm concerned at what I called before vigilante justice, and I think that giving a private right of action in a case like this is to encourage that. I think having the screen of your officials being the ones who must pursue a complaint about either a head shop or some individual who has or is suspected of having paraphernalia on his premises or in his car or on his person, I think that's an important check upon an abuse which this bill would otherwise invite. I mean, I think it is true that a lot of things which might or might not turn out to be drug paraphernalia will be suspected by people to be drug paraphernalia, and that people in a burst of civic virtue or other motivations, if given a private right of action, will pursue that in a way which is probably not in the public interest. I think it's much better that if they believe this to be true, that they go to their officials in their city and seek to have them pursue the matter. And after an appropriate investigation and a determination that, yes, what we're talking about is drug paraphernalia, then the city will move against it. And I think that we'll find that cities will move against it, because I think there's a consensus in the state that it's inappropriate to be selling material which has no other legitimate purpose than to encourage people to use drugs. And I think that we'll find that it will be enforced by the jurisdictions in our state. And so, for those reasons, I move this amendment.
Okay, further discussion? Call the roll, please, Pat.
No.
No.
Grinsky?
No.
Gill?
No.
Aye.
Aye. Motion failed. Okay, I guess I would like to move the final amendment and see where we go with it, and that's the whole question of the court may award costs and reasonable attorney fees to the prevailing party in any action brought under this act. That is a proposed amendment drafted in concept by counsel, dated 5/23/89, which gives assurances, and I think we had some comments from the folks that this would be that we're not going to get frivolous things coming in, and I believe that to be the case. I think we ought to make it clear. Discussion on this proposal. Call the roll, please, Pat.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. I think we have the bill. Is there anything further?
Madam Chair, can I ask just one question?
Yes.
On the last amendment.
Yes.
Do you want that to apply where the, say, the district attorney's
city
office?
City or the DA?
I mean, the reason I'm saying that is that's fine with me because I can go and ask for attorney's fees, but I'm wondering if you're more concerned about the private person and you want it only to apply to the private person. As I said, I'll be happy to take attorney's fees in most of these cases because we'll win most of these cases. I just wonder if you as a legislative body want to assess the...
It goes to indigent defense.
Pardon?
Well, these won't be indigent defendants.
Why not? Why not? If somebody's breaking the law and has an illegal head shop, why should we make the state pay for closing them down?
That's fine.
Senator Hill?
Well, I guess it goes the other way as well. I think that Don's raised a good point.
I don't have a, I don't care that much about it.
I'm concerned about the abuse. This is the way I think of getting at the abuse that Senator Shoemaker mentioned. So I think that's, I would not want to.
You want to limit it to private party? Jack, how would you do that if you wanted to?
We could limit it to actions brought by private parties. I think
the language you could use, this is messy language, but you could say if the suit's brought by a person and not by the state of Oregon or a political subdivision, a person other than, and then put in the remaining language.
Madam Chair.
Let me see if we have any comments from the folks out there. John, Senator Grinsky?
I'm unfamiliar of that ever occurring in the law, naturally, in any other statute, and I want to be, not that it isn't there, but are you aware of it somewhere else so that we're not doing something here that's also unconstitutional?
I believe, as Corey points out, you have that in
unfair trade practices.
You also have it in the racketeering. You may also have it in the racketeering.
Private party language.
Private parties in, Madam Chair, Senator Grinsky, private parties under the Unfair Trade Practices Act are entitled to attorney's fees. The Attorney General also has enforcement powers. I don't want to say for sure. I do not believe the Attorney General can collect attorney's fees under that act, but I'm not positive of that.
I guess what I would indicate, the reason when I called legal counsel, I did so and offered this amendment because of the concerns that Senator Shoemaker had for the private, and it probably would be better to leave it, you know, just restrict that to the private party.
Okay, we'll work with legislative counsel and get it, Senator Grinsky, and make sure that we get it drafted appropriately and we have it conforming. Okay, have it conforming to other statutes that are configured in that way. Is there a problem with that, with adopting a further amendment to this, Senator Hill?
Why do you think it would be better, Mr. Bradley, to restrict that to private parties? What's the disadvantage of allowing the public agency to get its costs back, forcing this?
I mean, there's nothing, but the legislature has seldom, if ever, done that before.
Yeah, but we've seldom or ever done quite what this bill does in a lot of ways,
right.
And it's not totally unlike the other laws that Corey mentioned, where attorneys fees are.
Let's not screw this bill up anymore.
Okay.
Than we probably already have.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure.
Let's do something right here. I mean, if it's, you know, I would appreciate if this been brought to the committee's attention prior to the vote on that amendment and that motion, but I don't want to do something that's wrong here. Now, I don't care much one way or another, but I don't want to make something wrong with this bill that's going to throw it out.
Well, this is not going to throw. This part is not going to throw anything out. I think that we ought to go ahead and configure it in the other way. The problem that you raise is that the local law enforcement agencies, when they bring these cases, if they happen to lose, then they don't have the budgets. They're not also in a position of paying out to some private party that they brought a case against. I think that's the principal line that we're crossing over here, Senator Shoemaker, which I know the other way, which we haven't talked about.
So they win more than they lose.
Well, yeah, but does it mean that might preclude them for trying an iffy case?
No. We're not going to do that, at least the sentiment of the committee right now is that we will keep it restricted to private parties arguing among themselves. And
winning and losing are two different things, but if you're paying the money, that's something else.
Yeah. Senator Hill?
No, I have nothing else to add. I mean, it's just the financial considerations. I mean, if we have a new law, I don't want anyone to be using it as an excuse that they're afraid that they're going to tap out their budget because
they might lose.
They won't pursue a case because they're afraid they're going to lose. So I just think we ought to just...
I think that's a good point.
Okay, we are... The issue then is that we are limiting to the amendment 523 with respect to awarding of attorney's fees in the arena of private parties, and we're going to figure a way, Jack, legislatively to restrict it to that.
We could simply say brought under this 1989 act other than by the state of Oregon or language you use, political subdivisions. Yes.
That's essentially what we want to get to, but we're going to have it drafted by legislative council. Are there objections to that further amendment? Hearing none, so ordered. Now, I think the bill is ready.
Madam Chair.
Senator Grinsky.
Move SB 846 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Grinsky has moved Senate Bill 846 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? No. I want to say that I'm pleased to be able to do this tonight, having looked at this battle with John Bradley for the last 10 years. We've come to a place where I can vote aye and feel that we're moving something that might be usable and I hope constitutional. So, call the roll, please.
Aye.
Brockman.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Thank you very much. Patience.
We get to eat now.
No, you're supposed to eat before you came here.
Now she tells us.
What's that? Do we have people signed up on 3015?
No.
Okay, we'll work that one later.
Joyce, give me an idea when we might be wanting to go.
Pardon?
Do you have any idea when we might be wanting
to go? I expect we'll be done in less than an hour, and we will finish our agenda.
Okay, but we're going to stay till we're done, but the rest of it will be about an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I came up from the meeting direct with Pam.
Well,
I'm ready to push on if we push on.
We're going to push on, and I hope maybe we can do it even quicker than that. Well, actually, we could do what? Let's take up 3015. That's the nuisance.
Senate Bill 3015 is the commonly referred to as the drug house bill. We took testimony on that earlier this week. You'll recall that Senator Phillips, Representative Bauman, and Rosanna Creighton all testified as to the bill. Provides that by way of nuisance action, locations that are involved in drug activity, in addition to, as the law currently reads, prostitution and gambling, can be closed down for up to a period of 1 year.
Do we have any amendments?
We have one amendment that's been offered.
Are there any other discussions about this bill while we're getting,
yeah,
when
the
chair can find the right bill?
Got it.
I've got semblance of that.
Whose amendment is this, Jack?
This was by Senator Springer, I believe.
Okay, are there any other amendments?
That's the only amendment that I'm aware of, Madam Chair.
Submitted by whom, Madam Chair?
Senator Springer.
And what's the purpose of this?
To kill the paraphernalia bill that just passed.
That's why. He's a sneaky guy.
Is there anything else technically that we want to deal with in this bill?
Certainly not these.
I want to make sure that the committee is satisfied with the bill itself. Never mind about those amendments, I guess, for now. I sense there's not support on the committee for the -2 amendments.
None from me.
That's why I said I sense.
Well, I just wanted to... There are four of us here.
You're next, Catherine.
Oh, right now?
Pretty soon. Get ready.
Thank
Where did these come from?
Well, we really discuss, I'm concerned about the original bill, Senator Shoemaker. Those come from Senator Springer.
Senator Grinsky wants to.
He might want to move those.
I want to make sure that we have any concerns that you've noted on the original bill.
I had a concern about Section 12. I don't recall what why, but
that's the section, Senator, that you discussed in relation to the prohibition against dismissing the suits in the absence of, I believe it was an affidavit by the person and their attorney who brought it to begin with, sworn statement, excuse me.
Shall not be dismissed upon a sworn statement.
Except upon a sworn statement made by the complainant. I can't remember why I had a problem with that. It must have been a very serious problem. And I had a question about why 1 year, Section 7, sub